PSA tonight, a prophetic service announcement. And I hope y'all are blessed. Let me know what you're praying about, what you're decreeing, what you're proclaiming. Give me some praise reports here. I'd love to stand with y'all. So let's get started with a little bit of prayer here tonight. So Father, I thank you for each person here and the calling that you have on their life. I ask that that ears would be open, that spiritual ears would be open, the spiritual eyes would be open, that the scales would be removed, that each person that hears my voice would begin to see clearer and hear clearer into the spirit realm, into the kingdom, into what you're doing, into what you're saying, into the things that are going on around us, spiritually speaking. Let us not be distracted by the things of the natural realm, but focused on the kingdom, on the heavenly realities. I speak healing into bodies and into minds, into spirits and souls in the name of Jesus, that things that have been damaged are being repaired and restored in Jesus' name, that emotionally and that physically, restoration and repair and recovery is taking place right now, that the bondage and the chains that the enemy has placed on you are being broken and removed and swept away in the name of Jesus. I proclaim this. We praise you, Father. We thank you for allowing us to enter into your presence. Holy Spirit, we ask that you fill each one of us, that a great anointing of the Holy Spirit would be poured out upon every persistent seeker. In Jesus' name, amen. So tonight I want to share real quickly with you guys about proclamations and decrees, and what are you proclaiming? What are you proclaiming in your life? And let me know, send some comments or some messages. Let me know what you're proclaiming so I can stand with you on that. So we want to proclaim that the enemy has no hold over this nation. And let's even get more local. That the enemy, wherever you're at, that the enemy has no hold over or no control, no authority over our individual towns in the name of Jesus. You foul spirit of darkness, of sickness, of fear, and of depression, you have no right, no authority over our areas, over our towns, over our minds and our bodies. And I command you to be silent. You cannot be speaking to these people anymore in the name of Jesus. Let's make that our proclamation over our households as well. We want to make a decree tonight that the callings that you have in your life, the dreams and the visions that God has called you to, that have seemed to have fallen to the side, that may be dead, dried up, laying in the field. We want to decree to dry bones to come alive right now in the name of Jesus, that those dry bones that are in your life, those things that were once alive, that seemed like they were at hand, that have withered up, that have dried up and died, we're decreeing that dry bones come alive tonight in Jesus' name. Father, I ask that you rekindle that fire, that life that was once there, and that vision and that dream that has been harbored in the ground, that has been laying in dry bones. So we decree dry bones to come alive now in Jesus' name. And once again, Holy Spirit, we invite you to dwell with us and to teach us how to more effectively engage with you. So I ask you to give each person that hears my voice revelation of how to more greatly engage with you, Holy Spirit. We're expecting, and I've seen this in a vision, that the Holy Spirit is getting ready to rain down from heaven upon God's remnant, upon his persistent seekers. Be a persistent seeker. Find him and stay there as close as you can. God bless you guys. Have a glorious night. Dream heavenly dreams and have heavenly visions. Speak, prophesy into your lives that those things that are dead, that those dry bones come alive. Prophesy to your dreams. God bless you guys. Go in peace. I'll see you tomorrow night. I love you. Meet me at the next burn session.